Winner Take All by T. Davis Bunn. For Tom and Becky Bradford, with love. Chapter 1. Tourists meandered down the brick walk, laughing in the way of people who had spent too much money not to have a good time. Dale Stedman licked his lips and searched the close Carolina night. Across the street beckoned the last remaining bar from Wilmington's bad old days, a Barbary Coast dive whose music thumped in time to his own lurching heart. Gas lamps flickered and mocked him with shadows that threatened to reveal Erin coming from both directions at the same time. When she finally appeared, dancing across the bricks and waving excitedly, Dale could not even raise his arm in response. He watched heads turn up and down the street, some because of her poise and beauty, others because they recognized the newly arrived celebrity. Dale accepted her kiss of greeting, followed her into the restaurant, and knew a strong man's terror at watching the world slip utterly out of control. The Wilmington Harbor area had known its share of hard times. 2 decades earlier, the streets fronting the Cape Fear River had been home to some of the raunchiest dives this side of Trinidad. Back then, even sailors off the rusting bulk carriers had walked in pairs. 8 Front Street was a product of recent renovation, with French cuisine served in a pre-Revolutionary War warehouse. The waiters liked to thrill the tourists with tales of former nude bar dancers and the 3 Hudson Bay outlaws who had carved each other up with bone-handled scimitars. But tonight, the candles and the gas wall lamps glowed like ghosts of the here and now, and Dale found scant room for bygone days. Across from him, Erin showed a vulnerable enchantment that was all her own, a waif in Hermes silks.